This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is celebrating the 100th birthday of songwriter Irving Berlin with a review of a new recording of Berlin's songs by Elizabeth Welch. Welch is not far behind the centenarian songwriter. At the age of 80, Lloyd says she sounds as good as ever.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand always, always.
You're the top, Cole Porter wrote. You're a Berlin ballad. Of all our great songwriters, Irving Berlin is probably the most popular, in subject as well as in appeal. Other composers may have written more sophisticated music or more classical. Other writers may have written wittier or more emotionally complex lyrics. Yet no one has tapped the spirit of this century like Berlin. White Christmas, his most famous song, doesn't just celebrate a holiday, but captures what it felt like in 1942 for an American soldier to be away from home at the time when families usually gather together. God Bless America is more truly an American national anthem than the official one. Other songwriters may have hated to get up in the morning, but imagine anyone besides Berlin making a great song out of it, perhaps the most human song ever written about military life. In 1936, Berlin wrote with political acuity, "There may be trouble ahead." Nevertheless, he has Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, in one of their most ambitious numbers, decide to face the music and dance. Some of his songs have a naive tendency to be cute, anti-intellectual, sentimentally optimistic, or self-pitying. Songs like "You Can't Get a Man with a Gun," "A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody," or "A Man Chases a Girl Until She Catches Him," are now part of pre-feminist history. But at his best, his directness and simplicity have an irresistible charm and power. Of all the good records to be issued in honor of Berlin's birthday, my favorite is the new Irving Berlin songbook by Elizabeth Welch. Welch made her first Broadway appearance in Blackbirds of 1928, the longest-running all-Negro musical in Broadway history. 2 years later, after the opening of Cole Porter's show, The New Yorkers, the producers got nervous about a white woman singing Love for Sale, a song about a prostitute, and they replaced her with Welch. In 1933, she knocked London on its ear and stayed. She appeared in musicals, radio, and films, including several with Paul Robeson. And she's still remarkable.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew?
Welch was 79 when she made this album, and her voice and diction might be the envy of singers half her age. I love her easy elegance, the playfulness of her phrasing, and the tenderness of her smoky delivery. One of the most moving songs on the Berlin album is Supper Time, which she wrote for Ethel Waters in 1933. At first, it seems a typical blues song about a woman abandoned by her man, but it's actually about a lynching, like Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit. Welch's rendition keeps Ethel Waters' understatement, but adds a few heart-wrenching undercurrents of her own.
Supper time, I should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. But somehow I'm not able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Supper time, kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. How'll I keep from telling that that man of mine ain't coming home no more? How'll I keep explaining when they ask me where he's gone? How'll I keep from crying when I bring their supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord? Lord, supper time. I should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I ain't able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. He ain't coming home no more.
What better tribute to a composer on his living centennial than for his music to be performed with such deep understanding and affection by a singer of a younger generation like Elizabeth Welch?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Elizabeth Welch, the Irving Berlin songbook, on the Verve label.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten, children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
This is Fresh Air.